Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Zach Bernard.
And I'm Ben Clemmer. Aaliyah Armstrong is a junior at Wayne High School. This year was her third competing for Wayne's speech team. And at the state speech tournament on March 9th, Armstrong was the only competitor from Northeast Indiana to win her category. Aaliyah Armstrong is a poetry competitor. And for our news roundup, we now bring you a rare treat, her state championship poetry performance in its entirety.
On April 16th, 2018, my little brother, Darius Marcel Boone, passed away due to being shot in the head by his best friend at the age of 14. I will dedicate this poem to my younger brother and other young black boys, two poems being I Know You Didn't Mean to Kill Him by Jasmine Manns and How the Hood Loves You Back by Stephen Willis. Dear Little Brothers, a poetry program. How can Kanye complain what the accident did to his left eye? Because they shot that boy in his left eye, let it fly right into his right eye in terms that he just died because the nurse cut right through his polo shirt like, forget your fly, I'm trying to keep you alive, I'm going to be the one that got to tell your mother you just died, went to school, became a nurse to clean up brothers like you, scared to have a son because it's going to look like a brother like you, and you wonder why educated people don't come back to the hood because they're sick of explaining brothers like you. Killed you, but you didn't leave your tin boots. You ain't die like a G, you trembled. But I'm the only one who saw that. Is this the price you gonna pay for no snitching? Because it ain't worth it. Monkeys only servants in the circus. And I know you didn't mean to kill him. But sometimes when you mix Hennessy, empty brown boys, and Wheezy, somebody will be made fresh to death. Murder ain't always a decision. It's fears, lust for temptation. It's being too scared and dangerous for your own damn hood or for your own good, but I know. I know black mothers don't raise their sons to be murderers, just as I know they don't raise them to be murdered. They would never set them up that way. This world has given them nothing at all to use but everything to prove. So they stand on the front lines naked, ready to make a man out of themselves. One of the only tools, click clack, this world has ever given a brother to use. But I know black mothers don't breed hate and send it to their firstborn sons, just as I know they don't choose them to be a martyr for them. Can never tell the difference between the mother of the murderer of the mother of the murdered. Both shook and solemn, both eyes and memory blue intent. Both lost their grips when they lost their sons, develop a stutter in their palms. One became scared of her shadow while the other just became one. Someone's baby became a murderer last night and none of us remember to cry for him. To pray for him. To ask God to take the hate and malice out of his heart and to ask him, boy, where'd you get all that hate from? All that culture from? All them damn guns from? Glock snapped back like an all-starter cap, bullet hit him about a minute ago and as he watched, as his body kept pouncing, take that boy to the hospital. Cause it's way too much blood to take him home. Yeah, sonny. It really does damn near sound like a hip-hop song. I'm not saying that I agree with what they did. Just saying I've learned not to judge your people for how they grieve. Learn not to judge the hood for how it loves you back. Love from the hood. And I not only bestowed on those who showed the hood the most unwavering of loyalties. I'm talking streets. Most literally from cradle to grave. Most literally from corner to corner. Most literally brothers who hold their last breath gasping for air. Right before a yellow tape makes the spectacle of their bodies fall on cement. If the hood loves you, it make a monument of this location. They will bring teddy bears, well wishes, and heavy hearts. This is now sacred ground to remain as memorial and landmark. This is no longer just an avenue. But when Twin got shot, for the next 6 nights you see candles like this space holy. Until the wind blows in silence. Until the amber blows in the direction of a summit's next casualty. If the hood loves you and write it in tombstone text. A boy's face and childhood nickname will be written in script across a double XL white T. Ain't it funny how quickly death becomes fashionable? A testament to how tragic memories don't fade. Even in a washing machine, you can expect your coat to decay, to tattoo your name in the most visible of places. Your birthday in Roman numeral kiss the left side of your little sister's collarbone long before a boy ever does in grief. Re-graffiti murals. That's how Biggie and Pac got faces in places that they never called home. I know boys who bore the weight of pallbearer long before the rigors of college, but the most famous of us will have streets named in our honor. Martin Luther King Drive and Malcolm X Boulevard both debunk the myth of respectability and proves that no matter the politics, all black boys are doomed to die by bullets. But how can you complain when the hood loves you? And we gon' keep loving you. Long after the gravel has swallowed your portion of the 40, long after they packed that car with vengeance, long after another boy's life is taken in retaliation of yours, continuous cycle of trauma and street violence, yes, y'all. The hood will love you enough to murder for you, but never enough to snitch. Yes, y'all, I know who did it. I was there when they bought the 4th, 5th. Yes, y'all, I watched the news. I listened to Identify and Fist a clip. Yes, y'all, I'll do it again. Yes, y'all, I'll do it again. Damn right, I will do it again, because I miss my brother so much. But that don't mean that I agree with what they did. That just means I've learned not to judge your people for how they grieve. Learn not to judge the hood for how it loves you back.
That was Aaliyah Armstrong, a junior at Wayne High School and winner of the 2019 state championship in the poetry category from the Indiana High School Forensics Association. Thank you for listening to WBOI Presents.